Ukraine security issue.
On July the 13th, the 140th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported Russia's forces yet another failed attempt to advance on Slovyansk-Donetsk region, and their continued regrouping for few ground offensive operations. The British military intelligence said that this week Russia would most likely concentrate on capturing small populated localities on the approaches to Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. Slovyansk Mayor Vadim Lyakh said on Wednesday that the Ukrainian defenders were holding the line and that the situation in the city was complicated but controllable. Sergei Gaidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration, said that the Ukrainian forces still control two villages in the region, successfully repelling enemy attacks. While the Russian army continues to shell and bomb cities and villages in eastern Ukraine and refill its decimated units, the threat of missile strikes from Belarusian territory remains high. Lukashenko's military are regrouping, rotating and training along the border with Ukraine. The current military exercise is to last through Thursday. The precision weapons supplied by our Western partners and effectively used by our military considerably reduce the Russian army's offensive potential, Ruslan Muzychuk, spokesman for the National Guard, told Ukrainian radio on Wednesday. Thanks to these weapons, they can destroy enemy bases, depots and command posts and disrupt logistical chains, he said.
Різні підрозділи потребують свого типу озброєння, це починаючи від важкої артилерії.
Different units need specific types of weapons, from heavy artillery to sniper complexes used by special task forces. They work quietly against sabotage groups and snipers. Having such modern weapons, our defenders are more active and efficient and act more confidently. And besides striking enemy troops, equipment and command posts, they destroy the enemy's morale, said Ruslan Muzychuk. Russia continues to seek to undermine the legitimacy of the Ukrainian state and consolidate its own governance and administrative control over the temporarily occupied parts of Ukraine. As part of these efforts, Moscow initiates twinning Russian and Ukrainian cities and regions. According to the Ukrainian military intelligence, Russia seeks to the speediest possible annexation of the occupied parts of Ukraine. To this end, according to Vadim Skibitsky, spokesman for the Defense Ministry's main intelligence directory, Russian president decreed to make it easier for Ukrainians to obtain Russian citizenship.
Ми чітко бачимо і маємо інформацію про те, що і в законодавчому органі Російської Федерації, і в уряді, і в інших структурах.
We have information that the Russian parliament, government and other bodies of authority are actively developing measures to integrate Ukraine's temporarily occupied territories with Russian Federation. Politically, economically, and territorially. The measures the occupiers are taking in the Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kherson regions suggest active preparations for the so-called referendums there, said Vadim Skibitsky. The legitimate Ukrainian governors of the temporarily occupied regions report multiple abductions and beating of local civilians. According to Alexander Starov, head of the Zaporizhia Region Military Administration, the Russians currently control 60% of the region's territory, and fighting is ongoing on 15%. Every day around 1,500 people leave Russian-occupied cities and villages, but far from all of them manage to get over to the Ukrainian-controlled side. On Tuesday, Russians again blocked all exits from the city of Melitopol. The Russians are so afraid of a Ukrainian counter-offensive that they use thousands of civilian hostages as a human shield, Melitopol Mayor Ivan Fedorov wrote on Telegram. Nobody knows how much longer this blockade will last, he wrote. Despite the ongoing fighting and shelling, the harvesting campaign is underway across the country. According to Sergei Bratchuk, spokesman for the Odessa Region Military Administration, crops have been harvested on one-third of the sown areas in the region. That's not the same as last year, but considering the war and hot and dry weather, this harvest is not too bad. Ukraine will have bread, Barchuk wrote on Telegram. However, there remains the acute problem of storing crops. Due to Russia's blockage of Ukrainian grain exports from seaports, all granaries are overfilled. Thanks to the recent liberation of Snake Island in the northwestern part of Black Sea, it is now possible to safely transport Ukrainian grain and other agricultural products through the Bystra Channel linking the Danube mouth to the Black Sea. However, according to UN Humanitarian Aid Coordinator Martin Griffiths, the operation of this route, even at full capacity, is not enough to solve the food crisis problem and avert famines in many countries. According to a UN study, every year Ukraine grows enough crops to feed more than 400 million people in the world. So Russia's blockade of Ukrainian ports is a threat of starvation to them. On Wednesday, representatives of Ukraine, Turkey, the United Nations and Russia met in Istanbul to negotiate Ukrainian grain exports. Previously, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan discussed by phone with the presidents of Ukraine and Russia the difficult issue of grain exports corridors in the Black Sea. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba told the Spanish newspaper El País that the grain talks were at the final stage. However, responding to Erdogan's optimistic statements, he warned that Ukrainians should not expect a quick agreement. According to him, the negotiations focus on which sea routes the Ukrainian ships could sail and how to keep them safe. For Ukraine, the main question is how to guarantee that Russia will not attack Odessa from the sea. The Black Sea region has become a critical point for European and global security. According to Republican Mitt Romney and Democrat Jeanne Shaheen, members of the U.S. Senate's Subcommittee on International Relations on Europe and Regional Security Cooperation, they have presented a new draft bill which provides for developing a specific strategy for the Black Sea region. Mitt Romney explained that the Black Sea is becoming critically important for the United States. As the Russian president continues to wage an unprovoked war against Ukraine, it is clear that the United States must have a strategy and a country presence in the Black Sea region. The bill aims to achieve this by demanding the Biden administration develop a plan to strengthen coordination between the US, NATO, and partners in the Black Sea to improve security in this region, said Senator Mitt Romney.